Republican supporters of the bill call it a common-sense measure that will allow recalls only if an elected official has committed a crime or a serious ethical violation. But Democrats say the change will deprive voters of the right to hold elected officials accountable. Democratic Milwaukee Representative Corey Mason says the legislature shouldn't be restricting the right of voters to replace elected officials.
The point isn't whether or not you agree with the reason for recalls. The point is whether or not we're going to trust voters enough to give them the freedom to hold us accountable for whatever reason they view as a betrayal of the public trust.
The author of the amendment, Republican Representative Jim Steinke, says it's needed to prevent what he calls capricious recalls that cost taxpayer dollars to carry out. He says it's ultimately up to the voters, though, whether or not they want fewer recalls.
We're voting on this to give the citizens, your constituents, the ability to say whether they want this or not. Why are you afraid of that? It makes no sense. If you're right, and we're crazy, and people feel like we're taking away their rights, they'll vote it down.
Republican backers of the bill say they've heard from many constituents that they resent the fact that they were asked to vote in the recall of Governor Walker simply because some people didn't like his policies. The constitutional amendment must still pass the state Senate and then pass both houses again in the next legislative session before it goes to the voters. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.